prepare for multi-ball.
Hello, and welcome to Pinball Nerds Podcast, coming all the way from River Hibbert's Nova Scotia to the holes in the side of your head. Introducing your host, Orbital Albert.
That's me.
Take it away.
Welcome back, Pinball Nerds, episode 325 of your fifth favorite pinball podcast. My name is Orbital Albert, and I'm a little bit upset right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm not as upbeat, and I really don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm a little bit not in the loop, maybe not just because I'm in Canada, but also because I don't know what's going on with all these pinball podcasts, man. They're dropping like flies. We've had, what, five pinball podcasts go down the last 5 days? It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. I, much like many of you, are in a little bit of shock right now. Every time I tried to write this episode, originally it was like, oh, these two pinball podcasts, where'd they go? What's going on? Then it was like, oh, now I have to make it to three. Oh, now I have to make it to four. And then just literally like 22 minutes ago or something, I saw that Special When Lit, but oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. We might as well start with Special When Lit. Okay. Let's lead off with the one that probably shocked me the most. Okay. Special When Lit Pinball Podcast. Never would have thought that would have ended. I don't know. I guess Bill's been more busy recently with, being a new dad and, well, being having a new child, anyways. And he hasn't been on the live stream in a long time, and the last few times it was just Ken streaming, or Ken and Steve, right, for live streaming, but he's been on the show, and I don't know, I didn't see it coming. So let's just go one by one here, though. So let's talk about Special One Lit first. That one I was probably the most shocked about. And I just read on Jack Danger's Dead Flip stream, and then seconds later read on the world's okayest / most rad pin turn ever, Mr. Ian Hayward. Also known as Gamma Goat on Twitch, of course, he put on his personal Facebook page, what the heck is going on today? And something about the Pinball Network. And I was like, well, what the heck is a Pinball Network? And I guess Knapp Arcade on Facebook shared a teaser that they weren't supposed to share yet or something like that. And I'm sorry, I'm cracking my knuckles. I'm sitting here, I'm nervous, I'm stunned, I'm without speech. And then just this morning, This Week in Pinball announced, I just saw this morning that they're gone. And I just finished listening to the episode. Zach and Dennis, Zach, you just won the Nerdy for the best podcast, buddy. You can't quit now, man. And now I feel bad. I'm like, should I have given it to Special When Lit? I don't know. Because I love both of them. I didn't think either of them would be going anywhere. So This Week in Pinball is gone. And then, of course, yesterday we heard that Head-to-Head Pinball is gone. Big announcement from Marty that Marty and Joe aren't returning. And my jaw was already hanging on the floor when I had heard that Head-to-Head was gone. And now that, like, This Week in Pinball's gone, and Special When Lit's gone, and I'm sure they're also going to be in the pinball community. And I am somewhat relieved to hear that they're going to be doing the Pinball Network. Now, I knew that Marty's going to still stream on Silver Ball, Melbourne Silver Ball League on Twitch. And I know that, you know, Ken Cromwell will hopefully have Bill, you know, on sometimes. I'm sure maybe not weekly or anything like the podcast, but we'll hopefully have him on the live stream once in a while, and we'll get to stay caught up with Bill and Steve. And Ken, of course, live streams with other guests on Mondays on the Flippin' Out channel. So, and then of course we'll still get to see Mr. Zach Menny with the Straight Down the Middle of Pinball show on YouTube, Twippy award-winning best YouTube channel. And then of course we'll get to see Dennis Kreisel, of course, on the Eclectic Gamers Pinball podcast. Ryan C was already not doing the podcast that much. Joe Lemire will get to still see, on a lot of the live streams for the big, competitions, because he goes to all those. But Joe, if you'd ever like to be on the show, Joe, I'd love to have you. Martin is, of course, getting a Pinball Nerds podcast card, trading card. And when he got that, I was going to ask him to be on the show. And I don't know if he'll no longer be doing podcasts anymore, but who knows, maybe he's got more time to do other people's podcasts. I know he was on Loser Kid, and a lot of these people, like Ken Cromwell, I wanted to invite after he got his Pinball Nerds podcast card. Maybe even Ken and Steve would be fun to have on, because I, you know, end up chatting with Steve so much on the live stream. He's a riot as well. Even Zach Benny, you know, I had like in my head, maybe someday Zach would run out of co-hosts and he'd invite me to be on the show. And I feel like with the quality of the Eric Stone interview that I did, a couple of you have reached out to me and said that they thought I did a really good job on that. So I really appreciate that. I feel like I tried fairly hard for it, and I tried to make sure the sound quality was as good as I could possibly get it, which is, you know, harder to do. I know Eric was on a flip phone and kind of in between jobs, and the sound quality was great. So I really appreciate that, Eric. Thank you so much. That's been one of my most listened to episodes. So I really appreciate that. If you're listening to this now, and you, even if you're not a big tournament player, I would highly recommend going back and listening to Eric Stone only a couple days after he won his first place at the Open World Championships at Indisc, then first place at the Classics, and then second place in the other Classics. So, and then of course, congratulations to Eric Stone as well for winning his state final. I'd also like to take a second to thank Justin Bordeaux. I'm not sure if I pronounce it correct. We'll just say Justin B, who won from St. John, New Brunswick, I'm going to be doing an update on that. That was maybe going to be today's episode, but all of this stuff happened. So I was going to delay this till later. I'm always kind of writing three or four episodes, and this was kind of up to bat, maybe second to next. I did get to interview the Justin, the new New Brunswick champ, who did beat me and take me out. Thank God. He's sitting here doing the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit thing. I'm not necessarily a big religious person. Many of you guys know I'm an ordained Buddhist priest, so I've taken a vow to just chill for the rest of my life, and I try to do that each and every day here on the Pinball Nerds podcast. And today, if you do hear a little bit less excitement in my voice, it's just because, you know, I get really amped up for these shows, and I get excited to do it for you guys, but this show was like, I feel like I'm obligated to do it, but I'm not like excited about it. Because the next one on the list that you maybe haven't heard of, the fourth one on the list, is the Canadian Pinball Podcast. And that one, that one's really pulling my heartstrings, because I am buddies with both Tony Laviolette and Mike Dimas. And for one reason or another, for right now, I haven't got much word out. I haven't really reached out to Tony at all. I know he's going through a lot of life changes right now, and maybe that has something to do with it. I don't really know, and I don't want to speculate. Mike and I have been friends for years, and I kind of just said, do you have like an official comment at all for me? And he said, no, he doesn't really want to talk about it right now. So I think that maybe they're just going through, you know, some stuff, and hopefully we'll see them come back. I'd love to see the Canadian Pinball Podcast come back again. And if not, maybe, you know, I can have them on the show, maybe not together, but maybe separately at different times in the future. I love both those dudes. I hope whatever's going on, I hope everything's okay, and I hope things get worked out. And I don't know, maybe they're going to go on to do bigger, better things separately. So I'm not sure, but I know they've also announced for now, or at least Tony had announced that he was done with it. So maybe Mike will carry on. Mike hasn't really said much either way. I think they're just kind of figuring stuff out right now. And the last one is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, because I think it was actually maybe Dennis Kreisel, but I know I've kind of reverberated the same thing before, that once a podcast is gone kind of 6 months and they haven't done an update and we haven't heard from them, and you know, all these kind of things, you start to get a little worried and you think, what's going on? Like, you know, are they done? And to me, like, once you get hit 6 months without a single solitary update or episode, you're not dead forever, but you're gone for now. Maybe you'll rise up from the ashes, right? And so this fifth podcast that I thought was gone was the Riptide Pinball Podcast with Crystal Gemmick and Stephanie Geiga of the Pinball Princess, right? And I feel really bad that I was going to include them on there, because I did double check with Crystal and she let me know some good news. Whoop, 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 whoop. She's also one of the podcasts that has rise from the ashes. They are back. apparently they most recently recorded and it just hasn't been edited yet. So it's just getting edited. So just another reason to not edit here, something I don't do on this, so that you guys get the most relevant information. As soon as I hear it, you guys hear it. Although there is some negatives to not doing it because you have to hear me say and yeah and dead air sometimes. And I apologize for that. Plus all of my dastardly rants where I go off one direction and go that direction for too long where I should just be staying on topic. So that is something I am going to work on, staying on topic a little bit more often. And I'm probably going to, I was jokingly going to say that this podcast was one of the ones dying. Not that I'm quitting, guys. Don't worry. It's just that I think that I'm going to continue to go down to, like, I've kind of been doing one or two a week. It'll probably be closer to one a week. And honestly, I'm going to keep bringing down the times. I want to try to stick in the 10 to 15 max 20 minute range. None of these half an hour ones. Now, if I'm having someone really important on, like Eric Stone, or the really rad conversation I got to have with Mr. Ian Harrower on two episodes ago, go listen to that one if you haven't too. That one was a really fun episode. We talk a little bit about all things pinball. We do talk about in-disc and tournament pinball, but we also just talk about just lots of other pinball stuff. You don't necessarily have to be a tournament player to enjoy listening to that. So, but I would like to get back to my roots where I was doing more, like, even once in a while, maybe a 5 to 10 minute quick update. Because I've kind of gone down to this half an hour format from the hour, and then they've kind of been sitting there. And still to this day, people will talk about my podcast and say, oh, it's just quick, short, little. And I want to go back to that. I know I've never gone over an hour, so I'm nowhere near the sometimes 2 to 2.5, maybe 3 hour podcast, but I definitely want to shorten it down from even half an hour and try to ramble a little bit less and go off topic a little bit less. But as some of you know, I've used this as pin therapy a little bit in the last little while. Last 6 months or so, but I'm starting to feel better and I'm enjoying homesteading more and I'm liking being out here on the East Coast. And I think that now that I've had 6 months to kind of acclimatize to it, I'm doing better. And I won't need as much of a therapist. My therapy is just going to be going out there and just working the land. And I'm getting ready to start on my seeds for spring right now. And let's get back to pinball though. The other pinball podcast that I thought for sure might be dead was the Do or Die Pinball podcast that, as a tournament player, I really appreciated. That, of course, is by Raymond Davidson, Mr. Ray Day. And I was watching once a month or so, I'll go there and check, and I'm like, no, hopefully he's not done. And then he even went on the Pinball Players podcast with Jeff Parsons, and I was like, no, he's going on other podcast. Wait. And that was when I started listening to it. I should have probably listened to that one. He may have said whether or not he was done or not. But the good news is he's back and he did an in-disc update and I started listening to it and it's excellent. You guys should go listen to it as well. That's the Do or Die Pinball podcast with Raymond Davidson, former number one. I think he's number two, but he was number one until very recently and knows almost everything about pinball and rule sets and that sort of thing and does a great job presenting it. So you should go check that one out. I was trying to look these over and think which one I would miss the most. And it's kind of weird because I'm not going to miss head to head that bad. Cause it's almost like I almost lost head to head. So I don't want to go too brutal here, but, many years ago, my best friend and my mother, unfortunately, got very, very, very sick. And, basically she was told she had stage 3 lung cancer. And that's something that typically is fatal that you don't come back from. And at that point, she was still very positive and she was going through chemo and she was still herself. In fact, she was still like, even though we were like, no, mom, don't. She was still washing dishes and making food and doing the laundry and like running the whole house, even though she had no hair left or anything else. But really, really, when we lost her was not when she finally passed away from it, but was when she had a stroke. Because after she had had a stroke, her brain just wasn't the same again. She lost more than half of her brain, just was completely dead. And she was a totally different person after that. So by the time that she did actually pass away, about a year and a half after that, it wasn't as bad because I almost felt like I had lost her a year and a half before that. And I'm sorry that this went so brutal, guys. I knew this was going to be a sad podcast to do, but I did not plan on going down that direction. But you guys know me, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and she was my best friend for pretty much, I was a mama's boy. I'm not going to lie. I was her oldest child and I was a mama's boy. We talked on the phone pretty much every single day of my life. There might've been times where we had like a little bit of an argument. We didn't talk for a couple days or I was, you know, busy on a trip. I think when I was at the Olympics, I only called her twice during those 10 days. Right. But I mean, basically other than that, we talked almost every single day. And, Obviously, I'm not going to miss any of these podcasts as much as I miss my mom. That was going on a decade ago now. So, you know, it's not like it's fresh or anything, but I just wanted to explain that I already feel like I lost head to head because I really missed the camaraderie of Ryan C. and Martin. And I like Joe, and I think that he does a good job on there as well, but I missed what I knew to be head to head. I missed that this whole kind of last year since Ryan C. was gone. So that one I won't maybe miss as much. The Canadian Pinball Podcast I'll really miss because they were constantly giving shout outs to all my local friends there. And it's the way that I felt connected still with the Forest City, I guess, was hearing that. And like I said, maybe that one will come back and maybe Mike will just do it himself or have another host, but I suspect it might be gone forever unless him and Tony decide to bring it back to life, so to speak. Right. So, this week in pinball, I absolutely love listening to Dennis and Zach. In fact, I'm not going to lie, Zach, when Dennis is on This Week in Pinball with you, I almost immediately, that goes to the very top of my podcast listening list, no matter if I have 20 in a row to try to get through, because I listen to so many of them out there. But when it's not Dennis going to be on there, it kind of just stays in order, right? So I really, really, really feel like This Week in Pinball podcast has been kind of its claim to fame will be Dennis and Zach, right? So, and that was the way we got to hear them go out today with a little bit of that Green Day, Time of My Life, Time of Your Life. I used to know how to play that, Fork Stuck in the Road. I'm trying not to talk too much about homesteading today, but Hayden built this big giant, like 5 foot friggin' or bigger than that igloo. And there's this gorgeous sunset outside just going over the trees, and I got to take a nice video of that, so I might throw that on YouTube on Facebook soon for some of you. Owen made a slide out in the back, and that was fun. That's what we did today out here in the snow, because it was only like -1, so it was hot. I got to shovel all the snow in just my t-shirt today. Yeah, shoveling the snow when you have a 3-car driveway is like fun and exercise. When you have like a 12-car driveway out in the country, it's like fun for the first hour. And then that second hour when you're sweating and you're like considering like unzipping your pants to turn them into shorts in the middle of the winter, it's not as fun. But I was very happy to get a little relief from the snow. We had almost 20 centimeters there. So, but let's go back to these pinball podcasts. The one that I'm going to miss the most is Special One Lit Pinball Podcast, because other than the one I think Bill missed, one or max two that Bill missed, that camaraderie between Bill and Ken has been incredible. And, I mean, it's my favorite pinball t-shirt that I wear all the time is theirs. Even my wife steals it once in a while. She loves it. It's so soft. But the fact that they're all going at once is just like, what? Now, hopefully they come back with this Pinball Podcast Network. That would be awesome. Or the Pinball Network. And I don't even know if it's going to be live streaming. I don't know if it's going to be news-based. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but there's a lot of changes going on in pinball. Here's what I do know. I did take one positive thing out of this, and this is me being a bit of a dick here. I'm not going to lie. But next year, with Head to Head being gone, This Week in Pinball Podcast being gone, and Special One Lit being gone, three of the ones in the top 10, I've got a better chance of making it on the drop-down menu for the Twippies. Whoop, 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 whoop. And hopefully This Week in Pinball, hopefully everything's there, good there with Jeff. I know he said that Jeff had mentioned on the show that he hopes to continue it. Jeff, if you're looking for a host, here I am, buddy. I promise not to play Screaming Goats. I'm not nearly as well connected, though, as Zach Menny is. I don't love doing as high a percentage show with a co-host, and you probably want that show to be co-hosted moving forward. As far as I know, Jeff's already got someone to do the show, but I'm here in River Hibbert. I'm willing to do like a half an hour to hour show max once a week for you guys. I will not edit it, but you can pay me nothing. You can pay me in advertisements for give me an advertisement a week for Pinball Nerds Podcast Trading Cards or something like that. But I would not request any financial backing. This is probably not how you're supposed to apply to be, you know, a podcast takeover. And I don't think anyone could really feel the shoes of Zach, but I think I did better my last, I'm probably the only pinball podcast who's interviewed five people this year, including three of them that have already got up, right? And I think I did a very good job with my last three interviews with Rudy Soup there. That interview's really done well. So thanks for everyone for listening to that. Rudy Soup, of course, the face of pinball from Buffalo Pinball. And then the next interview was with Ian Hayward, the world's most okayest pinturn, about his Indus travels and getting to do commentary there and all things pinball. And then I got to speak to the winner of the Open World Championships, Mr. Eric Stone. So I don't know. I don't know if that helps my – I don't know if you're looking, Jeff. Maybe you're not looking. But if you are looking and you're wanting someone to just come in and do a 20-minute to half an hour just kind of reading out all the news, but adding a little bit of flavor, a little bit of fun, I can't be nearly as good as Zach. We all know that. But Zach attacks everything with the Zach Attack special. And that's something I just don't have. But I can read through the cool stuff and try to have people on. I would love to have people on. That would be my weekly show. And I could still do like a once a week show on Pinball Nerds podcast. And then I don't know. Jeff, if you're interested, you know where I am, reach out to me, buddy. But maybe just Jeff wants some time off from that right now as well. I don't know what's happening. I'm not that well connected. I don't reach out to this many other pinball podcasters that often. I chat a little bit with Drew and Ian from the Poor Man's Pinball podcast from time to time. And Dennis and I have chatted not too much recently, but from time to time. But I don't talk to Martin at all other than on his live stream. And I don't really talk to too many other pinball podcasters that often. So I don't know what's going on with the Pinball Network. But also, Pinball Network people, Orbeez for sale. If you need a Canadian correspondent, I don't even know what it is. But I am looking to expand. Now that I'm not going to be doing 5 to 7 episodes a week with the Pinball Nerds podcast, I would like to get more involved in pinball some other way. I can't do live streaming currently from my house because of the internet speeds, but I'm still continuing to pressure both the local satellite provider and also my local internet provider to extend their high-speed internet to me because both of them, I'm in the slow zone. But the good news is it's more than fast enough internet for me to record, and I love doing that, and I wouldn't mind having some changes for next year. I do want to continue to interview more people this year. I know that. I want to go off topic a little bit less. I want to keep the shows a little bit shorter. And with that being said, we're at 22 minutes here, and I just said I wanted to try to stay in the 15 to 20-minute zone, so I could blather the last 8 minutes, but I'm going to leave it there for now. Coming up hopefully tomorrow, if not the next day, I'm going to be putting up the interview with the former world champion of New Brunswick. Very, very interesting fellow, Mr. Steve Fudge. And then hopefully either tomorrow or the next day, I'll be putting up the interview with the champion of New Brunswick, the current champion who just won, Justin B, because I don't want to butcher his last name. I want to let him say it on the show for you. And yeah, that's going to be it for now. But this is a little bit of a sad show. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of other Pinball Nerd podcasts. I know there's a lot of other just podcast fans that are kind of, you know, a little tear in their eye right now. So I'm going to leave you with that, guys, and go off and cry. No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, I'm kidding, but I'm not. Like, I'm genuinely like a little bit upset. And all I could think of when I heard that all of them were quitting is say it ain't so. Bottle is ready to blow. Until next time, pinball nerds, remember to eat, sleep, and breathe pinball podcasting.